Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. In our defense, they did leave us unsupervised. The show starts now.
Sons of Scotland, I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundreds. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight? Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Welcome. I know, long intro today, but you know what? I had to play the speech. I mean, look what's going on in Scotland. People might get saddish from feelings. And so, you know, they're putting under investigation and confiscating property like we talked about yesterday for anybody that, speaks ill will or insults somebody. So on with us is, I have Uncle Milty. How are you?
I'm good. I just am amazed how much changed in 720 years in Scotland.
Stop. We have Chris Ann Hall. I know it's like the loudest nation on, most aggressive in your face nation on earth. And that's the nation they do that to. Everything's an insult. It's insult palooza. We have Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert and attorney. How are you, dear Chris Ann?
I am fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. So, oh my gosh, where do we start?
Was that a yawn? Oh my gosh.
No, not a yawn. Did you yawn?
No, I didn't.
Like, no, don't do that.
Oh, freedom. Hey. Oh.
Well, a yawn beats what we usually hear.
Oh, gosh, not that topic again.
By this freedom.
He's already fallen asleep.
You know, that's what it really is, because people are tired of having to self-govern, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so because you have a whole segment of population, which is just not here leftist or in America, it's really around the world because it is a global movement.
Right.
Marxism is a global movement coming from, you know, Munich and the colleges over there and all that crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you have an entire generations of people who are just exhausted by liberty, so they don't want to have any opportunity for anything. We just have to empower kings to rule over us again.
And it's fatigue.
And what's crazy is it's like they're cutting to the chase. They're not asking for benevolent kings. They just want straight up dictators.
Yep.
We're almost so fatigued we don't care, right? I mean, it's fatigue worthy now. So it's like a death by a thousand cuts. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I mean, and it's bipartisan, too. I mean, it's why you can see there's such low voter turnout and that sort of thing. And I think one of the most predominant feelings that I get as I travel the country, and I just got back from Kansas. Before that, I was in Latvia. This weekend, I'll be in Tampa. Mm-hmm. Next weekend, I'll be in Hawaii. The weekend after that, I'll be in Springfield, Missouri, and Northwest Arkansas. And the most predominating feeling I get from the people around America is I'm just overwhelmed. I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
and that's why I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so excited to be what we're doing, because what we do, Kate, and this is what I've really, really can be convinced about. What we do is we empower people.
Yeah.
We empower people to not feel helpless, overwhelmed, and powerless.
Amen.
Because we're not.
Amen.
It's actually a narrative. It's actually a propaganda to make us feel what's not real.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Everything we see is not real today. There are not 37 genders or 250,000 genders. There are two. You don't get to choose whether you're a boy or a girl. That's done when you know.
And climate change. Actually. Climate change isn't warming us up.
Climate change is not real. We don't need to declare national emergencies for an eclipse. Yeah. I'm just wondering why we forgot how to drive in the dark. And so
for 2 seconds.
For 2 seconds. So the crazy thing is we are really, really have been driven to the point where we feel overwhelmed by a predominant narrative of powerlessness, and we've got to resist it. We really have to do.
I so agree.
Because these things can't be taken away from us. Right. That's why the propaganda makes us surrender them.
Amen, Sister Uncle Milty.
You know, the other thing people don't seem to realize anymore is that these tyrant rulers throughout history are not just happy being tyrants. They end up loving to kill people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I mean, look and think about the most evil king England has ever known. I mean, we don't have to go to Stalin and Mao Zedong and Mussolini, right?
Right.
Just hop on over to England, because we don't talk about that. The most tyrannical king England never knew was John in 1200, who was cutting tongues out of people, severing hands, feet, even executing people for simply not being able to pay their taxes.
Yep.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
So,
I
when you think about over history, the dictatorships, what they do. And again, there's this really great video that's put out by the John Birch Society about what real political governments really are. Dictatorships are just an illusion in and of themselves. There's no such thing as a dictator. A dictator, there's never in the history of mankind been a dictator or a king working alone. The only form of government that has ever been something that has been a true stable form of government, well, there's only two stable forms of government, and those are an oligarchy and a republic.
Hmm. Yeah,
so if you have a dictator, you don't have a dictator, you have an oligarchy, because it's the oligarchy driving the dictator.
Well, Rome was overthrown. I mean, at some point, right? So it doesn't. We are going to be the people that solve this problem. We're going to be the ones. Yesterday, I mentioned Vietnam.
Yeah,
you know, Vietnam War ended because the troops. One of the biggest reasons was because the troops finally said, "We're not doing this anymore for the reasons that you put us here. We're just not."
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. And that's why, you know, when Samuel Adams said that no people will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. Yeah. He said, on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. The solution is not, I don't want to take anybody off, but the solution is not Donald Trump in the White House. The solution is an educated, united, moral people.
Yeah.
That's the solution.
Yeah.
Because we are a republic. We are not an oligarchy. Oligarchy is a top-down government. We are a republic. We are a bottom-up government, which means we, the people, are the power in government. And that's why they have to sow that narrative about we're too stupid to understand the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
We're too dumb. We don't even know anything. And then we have to hate each other so we don't unite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just... we have the LibertyFirstSociety.com where we teach all of this, which is just amazing to me, because if you have this information, Kate, and I know you do, let me ask you this question.
Sure.
Isn't it impossible not to see where things are going? And isn't it impossible not to have the solutions obvious when you have, as Samuel Adams called, knowledge and virtue?
Yes.
That's the crazy thing. People say, what do we do? What do we do? I'm like, dude, just get the knowledge and the solutions will be so stinking obvious. You'll
so
know
true.
Exactly what to do and you know how to get people together to get it done.
Yes.
That is the power.
Yes, as obvious as COVID is in 2024, the lie that it was, it's that obvious. I mean, you can't get more obvious.
It is that obvious.
I know. And
well,
you
have the Democrats now. Sorry, I'm...
No, go ahead. Democrats now what? What? No, please.
You got the Democrats now trying to talk Sotomayor to get off the bench, right?
Mm.
Because they don't want a Democrat. Mm. They don't want a leftist activist judge
right,
to do what Ginsburg did and die on the bench, mm-hmm. right? While there's a Republican. Now, they don't care if she dies on the bench tomorrow, right? Because, right. well, maybe because Biden's on his way out. But and that's the funny part. I hope I don't forget that part. But anyway, they want her to not die on the bench when there's a Republican on in the White House.
Yep.
Well, guess what? If we actually elected judges that were, if we actually selected judges that were not political but constitutional, it wouldn't matter.
Exactly.
And then secondly, if we realized that presidents don't appoint justices, the Senate does, mm-hmm. then we would realize that it's actually our senators that are really hurting us and not the president of the United States who has that kind of power.
You're
he
right.
doesn't.
You're right.
And if it's such a recognition, and this is where I said, if you have the knowledge, mm-hmm. then it's like this big glaring light bulb. Hey, why did they want Sotomayor to quit? Because they realized we have transformed, through ignorance, the mm-hmm. Supreme Court into a ruling oligarchy instead of, as they were designed to be, an Article III court that was, are you ready for this?
Okay.
The least powerful branch in Washington, D.C.
Don't tell them that.
That's what they're supposed to be.
They don't know
that. Well, that's
that.
What they're supposed to be.
I know.
Well, they're supposed to know that.
But you know
they're
what? The public doesn't think
for
that,
being
though.
Activists.
The public thinks they're the most important
nope.
part because the media tells them that every day. Uncle Milty?
You know, the
no,
other
no.
It's true.
Not just that, because we've been teaching that
right.
that for 150 years.
Yeah. No, right. You're right, Uncle Milty.
Our education system has told the public that mm-hmm. the courts make law.
Yes. Yes.
And are unchallengeable.
You're right. You're right. Uncle Milty has something.
Well, when it comes to oligarchies, you know, we actually are heading toward that more and more. In Utah right now, the son of a senator mm-hmm. is running to be a senator with no experience.
Hatch's boy. The
Dynasties.
Same guy that got in Ginsburg on the right. Yes, it's amazing. It's truly amazing. Thank
well, in
you.
Missouri, they allowed the dead candidate governor's wife to be governor.
Yep. Right, right. Oh, my gosh. It's phenomenal. Thank you so much, Chris Ann Hall. It goes too quick. LibertyFirstSociety.com. Go help her out. LibertyFirstSociety.com. We'll be right back on the Kay Daly
Show.
Help
yourself
God
out.
God bless.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
God bless.